Air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist pursuing
ships. An Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Europe, and the Middle
East. This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
His relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
This was an act of terrorism. It was a despicable and countable act.
The next time we'll leave on a plane for you, we want the good old
days. People something. Stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit again.
We must and we will remain vigilant the whole way.
I missed something once before.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
Come on to Brody. He knows something about Walker's death, and he's covering.
This isn't fun.
Yeah!
See, she's fine, Dana, okay? He's calling 911. There's nothing we can do about it.
My name is Nicholas Brody. People will say that I was turned into a terrorist. My actions this day...
I would try to...
...is against...
You were right.
You're a disgrace to your nation, Sergeant Nicholas Brody. You're a traitor and a terrorist. And now it's time you pay for that.
Go! Bring the attack! Talk, you motherfucker! Get the fuck off of me!
I can do this, Saul. It's my turn. What is Abinuzir's plan?
I don't know.
But there is a plan. Right.
Yes.
Who does know the plan?
Nicholas, we're at war. Unis choose sides.
I need the truth, Brody. No more secrets.
You're gonna think this is a little crazy, Jess. I'm working for the CIA.
Why is she stopping? She knows she's being followed.
I don't think so. Looks like she's just clearing the area. She's on the air in half an hour. She's going somewhere.
Going somewhere? Bold prediction.
I mean meeting someone now. Okay, she's moving.
Garfield's closet, it looks like.
Virgil, heads up. She'll be coming to you.
I'm on it.
We're redeploying. Blue 1, take up position, Pennsylvania Avenue. Blue 2, southeast corner, stand by. Virgil, Max, get on her.
Copy. Okay, Max. She's passed. You can open your eyes now. Max, wake the fuck up, will you?
What?
We're on.
Oh, where?
Oh, and if it's not too much trouble, bring your damn mic.
You got it.
Okay.
pretty wide open. Anyone with a camera is going to be pretty hard to miss.
It's a public plaza. There's security cams everywhere. Chavez?
Then cut it.
Here's where she'll be going. I mean, she's a public figure. She has to accept that she might be seen, but she won't want to be heard.
Where's audio? We gotta get ears on this.
Gotta move closer.
Virgil, it sounds like Niagara Falls.
You recognize him?
No. Chavez?
A facial recognition won't work. No one with those glasses.
This is it. This is the meeting we've been waiting for. Virgil, where the hell is Max? We need to hear this. Can you clean this up?
I'm trying.
Are you recording? We've got to get this.
Gary.
Got nothing.
Okay, Blue 1, Blue 2, do not let that man out of your sight.
Virgil.
I got him.
Just lost him.
How's your hand? Every 4 hours. Glad you're back.
You are.
Yes. But I have, like, a million questions about the CIA thing. 50 million.
Jessica.
I know. Can't talk about it.
I suppose I told you I was even involved with him at all. What do you want to know? Ask me anything. I'll tell you if I possibly can.
No, it's nothing. Dana's not even up yet. Dana, come on. It's almost 7:30. You're going to be late. Come on.
I'm sick.
Since when? You feel fine.
I'm not.
Come on, up. Let's go.
There he is exiting the Meridian Hill Station a few minutes later, without the sunglasses.
No match for facial recognition, though.
Great, so we don't know where he is or who he is. Did you try her classmates at Oxford?
Yeah.
Co-workers from the TV station in Yemen?
Yep. And everyone else related to everything we know about her. Try them all, no match anywhere.
I'll keep trying. We got a clean picture. We can see the motherfucker clearly. Still no ID.
And no sound.
It's as good as it gets.
You know what we need to do. Bring Brody in, see if he can identify the guy.
Think that's a good idea, letting Brody in on this?
He already knows more than enough to sink us. If he wants to take stuff to the other side, he already can. Look, the only reason we even knew to follow Roya is Brody. The only reason we saw her meet that man, whoever he is Brody.
Okay.
We made a deal with him. It's in his best interest to help us.
I said, okay. Bring Brody in, but don't trust him. That's all I'm saying.
Is she moving?
Didn't look like.
Dana!
Where's Chris?
He had early practice. That's an hour ago.
Dana!
I'm coming! Something going on with her, Brody. I don't like it. Brody.
Huh?
What is it?
Landley wants me.
Hey, really, see for yourself. Take a look. Jess? I'm not saying I'm deserving of your trust, not at all.
Who are you working with? You asked me what I wanted to know. That's it. Who are you working with at the CIA? Is it her again? Carrie?
No.
The nut?
No. I told you she had a nervous breakdown. They kicked her out. She's not even at the CIA anymore.
I have to go to school. I'm going to need a ride.
Come on, sweetie. No good.
She's not hungry.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Tired?
Yeah, so I've heard.
Just take it easy.
sure after you hit someone with your car, just take it easy?
It's gonna be okay.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Someone called 911. We saw that. There's a hospital a couple miles away. An ambulance could have gotten her there in like 10 minutes max. She's gonna be fine. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, school's about to start. I got an AP history test first period.
I think that I'm gonna just take it easy a minute.
Okay. Yeah. See you at lunchtime.
Here.
I'll get him.
Hey. You texted for me to come here?
Yeah. Who are you?
Not too bad, actually. Thinking about painkillers for the hole in my hand. Is he here?
Yeah.
Quinn?
Did it go all right when you got home?
Yeah, I think so. I told Jessica I was working for the CIA. She seemed to believe me. Asked if you were involved. I said no.
Okay.
So, what am I doing here?
The deal we talked about. You helping us get Avenue Zero in exchange for immunity. If you're still willing, it starts now. I'll help you through it.
What do you want me to do?
We're hoping you can identify someone in a photo.
That's it?
For the moment, yeah. I mean, generally won't be this easy, but for now, that's what we need.
Never seen him before.
You're sure?
Yeah. By the way, I don't appreciate having a car in my tail when I'm driving my daughter to school.
A lot of things about this arrangement are far from ideal.
You know what? I think I should get going. I have a busy day ahead of me.
You're absolutely sure. You're absolutely sure that you don't know anything that could help us.
Yeah, like I said, I've never seen him before.
That's not what I asked, though, is it?
I don't know anything about him.
But you know something.
Brody.
About this guy, the tailor from Gettysburg who made my suicide vest.
Yeah, we still can't find him.
You're not gonna. He's dead. Roya asked me to move him on the day of that fundraiser I missed. I was supposed to take him to a safe house, and he died on the way.
He died?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah?
Yeah. He thought I was trying to kill him, and he bolted and he fell.
I've got a 6-man surveillance team round the clock watching a storefront in Gettysburg, waiting for somebody that you couldn't be bothered to tell us is never coming back.
I didn't know you were watching a storefront. You never tell me anything.
The deal is full fucking disclosure, not pick and choose what you say.
Wait here.
my fault. I never pressed him in the debrief.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know, Carrie. In the interrogation room, you said you wanted him to leave his wife and run away with you?
And you put a knife through his hand. The difference being what I did works. So don't worry about my objectivity. Worry about your own. At least we know now that the tailor's not coming back. We can lose our surveillance, go in and search the shop finally. Maybe find something.
I'll put a forensics team together and take him to Gettysburg.
Thank you. The tailor's dead. He handled their munitions. If this new guy turns out to be his replacement, we need a line on him fast. We need to run Brody back to Roya. Have him try and get something out of her about the guy's identity.
Yeah, good luck with that. Take a look at him. The guy's a fucking mess.
I think he's all we've got.
Fine. Your call. But Gary.
Don't trust him. Yeah. You said.
Sarah Marie.
I know. Shocks me, too.
With Tom Walker.
Yeah. And Mikey here.
So do you know what happened to make him crack?
I have a few theories on that subject, yes.
Actually, like I said on the phone, Detective, we were hoping that he could give us some facts about how he died.
Oh, I found him here. Homeless guy heard a gunshot, alerted a patrol officer who called homicide. He was lying, gay, head there. Single bullet right between the eyes, point blank more or less. Blood spatter, there, you probably can't see anything now. Single 9mm casing on the ground right there.
9mm. Standard military issue.
Standard everything issue.
Sure. You know what I'm thinking?
No, Walter, what are you thinking?
This place? Not exactly public. I wouldn't step foot in here at night except with someone I knew and trusted.
So what's your report?
Report? That's all you knew. In 20 minutes, the CIA swooped in and shut us down. CIA. Wonder what elected official they're covering up for.
Water.
What national figures shut up. Maybe I'll give you to a moment.
What was our deal?
No mentioning Brody.
Well, don't pretend you're not thinking he's suspect number one. You're a military intelligence officer. There must be some way you can find out what happened.
Yeah, I might know a guy.
You might know a guy. That's fucking rousing,
man. That's the CIA. All right, but he's not going to give me any classified information.
You might just nod if we're on the right track, though. Okay.
Do I know you? No. Sorry. Do you know my mother? No. I was looking for someone else. Will she be okay? Your mom? They don't know. She was doing okay. And a few hours ago, a clock ticked loose in her head. Some idiots hit her in the car and took off. So, which one's yours? Who are you visiting? I'm not. You said you were looking for someone. Oh, my dad, he's a doctor. He's a cardiologist. A doctor. You're lucky. I didn't know him when I was little. He wasn't around. The nurse? She said call her priest.
Gathered my thoughts. I'm gonna hit Brody tomorrow about approaching Roya.
So I heard. Also heard it got a little nasty with Quinn today.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, it starts nasty with that guy, but whatever. Wait, is that why you're here?
I just want to make sure you're good.
You said not to trust Brody, Saul.
He's right.
Yeah, well, if you'll remember, I'm the one who came up with that theory back when everyone else was calling him the patriot of the century. You don't know what it's like.
What?
Having everyone assume you're at your worst, like you can't see straight.
No one thinks so.
Really?
I don't. Not at all. I do worry about you being so close to Brody again.
It's not like before, Saul.
Good.
I saw his suicide tape. My eyes are open. How could they not be?
That's all I wanted to hear.
Make sure the evidence response team has whatever support they need and crack the whip, huh? We should have been here weeks ago.
All right, everybody. We're looking for names of contacts, material suppliers, anything out of the ordinary.
If you have a question, ask. No detail is too small. You?
Chapman, sir.
You and you, come with me.
Start here.
Small town, likely be some theorizing about our presence here, so any looky-loos drop by wondering what we're up to, tell them
what?
Sales tax audit.
Committee meeting at 10. I thought I'd grab you before him.
What do you want?
The photo we showed you yesterday.
I told you, I don't know who the guy is.
I know.
Well, it's the truth.
I believe you. But his appearance here means whatever Nazir has planned is happening now, and that guy is a part of it. We can't ID him in any of our databases. We need your help. Roy has an interview with Congressman Mackey at noon today in this building.
Well, I can't just walk up to her and ask her who the guy is.
I know.
You know, she tells me what to do. That's how this works.
You told her we've been seeing each other, right?
Told her we've been fucking, yeah.
Okay, good. So tell her you were at my place. You overheard me talking on the phone about a Hezbollah operative who recently entered the country.
Is that who he is, Hezbollah?
So guess.
What if it's wrong?
It shouldn't be a problem. Brody, this is how it works. You put out a little feeler, you see what comes back. Just don't push it and you'll be fine. Okay?
You ask me to approach Roya, I say it's a bad idea, then you do this. For what? What is this? Sex? Understanding? If that doesn't work, then what? You remind me of the deal that we made? How much it hurts you're even bringing it up? How my entire family will be destroyed if you're forced to tell them the truth?
Brody.
Don't worry. I'll talk to her for you.
The new phone I gave you, have it on you.
Mike Faber?
Yes.
Saul Behrens. I understand you had some questions about the investigation of Tom Walker's death a year ago.
Yeah, I'm meeting a friend of mine here. Glenn Peterson?
Then pass a request for information on to me. This way.
Okay, do you want to tell me what's going on?
Please.
Sit. Before you and I remember it was right after Brody got back. You strong-armed me into getting him to enlist.
What I did was discuss with you what was best for Sergeant Brody and his family and for this country, which is what we need to talk about again. I'm told you've been making inquiries into Thomas Walker's death.
I have a few questions, yeah, but I don't need a GS-15 to answer them.
I'm afraid I don't have any answers for you, Major.
I'm surprised. Homicide cop told me that the CIA took over the investigation.
And we did. And nothing yet.
So, in other words, sir, I'm being stonewalled.
Well, I wouldn't use those words. Do you know who killed Tom Walker?
No. Because I'm thinking it was a co-conspirator.
Major, you're being told by fellow intelligence officers, respectfully at this point, not to pursue your unauthorized freelance investigation into a matter of national security. Nod your head if you understand.
Professional business?
No.
And follow protocol. I'll contact you.
I got something I think you should know.
Okay, here we go.
I was at Carrie Matheson's apartment last night. She got a phone call. Leave. Heard her talking about some person just landed in the country. Hezbollah, she said.
Who called her?
But you're sure she said Hezbollah?
It's a pretty distinctive word. I just thought you'd want to hear.
I do. Thank you. What happened to your hand?
No, home improvements. Hurts like a motherfucker.
Okay, Virgil, what happened to our audio? We lost audio.
No, you're just not talking.
Well, fucking say something, Brody. Say something.
You're just worried about that guy back there.
FBI forensics went into a tailor shop.
After sitting on it for 2 weeks, they finally went in today. Any idea why?
No. Will they find anything?
They might.
I'm not avoiding anyone. I'm standing in the middle of the hall.
She wasn't all right, Finn. She was dying.
What?
She died in the middle of the night.
Can't talk about this, Dana.
Not here, no. Okay. Where?
Nowhere. We can't talk about it anywhere.
You have to tell someone.
No, we don't. We agreed to stay quiet.
Yeah, that was before she died.
It's even more important now.
Then I met her daughter.
You what?
At the hospital. She's all alone now.
You went to the hospital? Are you crazy? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong? Your dad is a congressman. Mine is going to be president.
Yeah, and her mom is dead. She needs our help.
No, I do, all right? I need our help. I was driving, not you. This comes down on me. I swear to God, I'd rather die than have my father find out. If you say anything about this, I'm dead. I mean it.
Anything? Doesn't seem like it. Not yet. Yeah, Carrie.
Or you just talked to Roya.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I'm not quite sure.
She knows you're at Gettysburg.
She does? How?
Maybe they're watching. I don't know.
She said there's something there. Have you found anything?
A lot of cigarette butts.
stamp receipts. Seems the guy was quite a record keeper. I got six guys going through it all.
Now, I don't think she was talking about receipts. I think it's something bigger.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, what did she say?
It wasn't what she said exactly. It was...
another one of your hunches?
Just...
keep my eyes open. Thanks. Alves?
Yeah.
Call for reinforcement. Hold on, back up here.
So, what is it that you're looking for exactly?
Something I lent your dad.
Good luck finding it. Lumsden looks like the wreck of the Hesperus in here. Which I don't really get what that is.
The Hesperus? It's a ship that sank a long time ago, but some guy, he wrote a poem about it. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Go into the kitchen and grab a flashlight. It's a little dark back here.
Okay.
Got a FBI SWAT coming. They're about an hour out. State troopers will be here sooner.
Good.
Can I ask you what this is about?
What brings you here? You need the boss to take me back.
Right. Can I talk to you a second?
What is it?
You know I care about you, right?
Of course.
No, not of course. I mean, I care about you. I'm not sure I should tell you this, but I think you need to know.
What? What is it?
Lotta came over here the other day, making accusations about Brody.
He was drunk.
Drunk, yeah, but not wrong. See, I've been looking into some stuff the past couple weeks.
What stuff?
Who killed Tom Walker? It was Brody, Jess.
No.
Yes, it was. I just checked his ammunition in the garage. I know this is hard to hear. It's hard to say. He hasn't been okay since he got back, and I'm worried about you, about the kids, because I love you, and he's not getting better.
I know. I know he's not who he was. But he's working for the CIA.
What?
He told me, Mike. He swore with the truth.
That's not that simple. Whatever he said, there's got to be some kind of a cover-up.
I really think you should go.
I'm just trying to look out for you.
I know. But don't. Please. We're doing the best we can here. Just go.
Constituents
important business.
Sir.
Soka, you should go home, Betsy. It's late.
Did you know?
What?
Did you know?
Know what? What are you talking about?
I have got 7 casualties in Gettysburg.
Slow down.
Did you know that was going to happen?
How could I have?
Just answer the question. Have you been lying to me? When you talked to Roya,
you made me
you
do
told
that.
Her something. You must have.
No!
Don't you lie to me!
Harry!
Don't you touch me! Don't you fucking dare!
I didn't lie to you. I don't know anything about any of that. I don't know what you're saying. Really?